All right.
I'm good. I'm gonna get the tall chair.
Yeah, first thing I do is drop it.
Okay.
How are you?
Somebody got me the
chair. Are you good?
I appreciate it.
So, now I'm going to do that.
Where's your junk drawer?
Yeah. Okay.
Good. But
it has to be chaotic.
I was home. I was still at work at
Karen,
12 after 6.
That,
oh my gosh.
I ran home. I called her on the phone. I didn't have lunch.
I saw her too, Camille. She was getting some lunch. I said, I'm glad that you could at least get up to get some lunch.
That's good. Lunch is good.
Yeah, she's
okay.
Doing good.
Okay, all set. Call to order the meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation Special Meeting Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, September 15, 2010. And if you want to have your cell phones on, please turn them off. It's always for Mrs. Sauter, but for everyone here. I would like to have a motion for approval of the agenda for the September 15th, 2010 special meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
So
moved by Mrs. Sauter, second by Mrs. Roush. Discussion, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Hearing none, or hearing no negative, we'll pass that. Approval of the minutes of the September 1st, 2010 meeting. Motion for approval.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer. Moved second by Mrs. Slaughter. I noticed discussion. I think Karen had mentioned one minor change. Anything else that I didn't find anything else in there? Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain since I missed that meeting.
Okay, that's one abstention by Mrs. Anderson. Communication from the audience. We have nobody signed up. It's your chance. Oh, a lot of smiles back there. Unfinished business. We have none that I'm aware of. Dr. Killian, anything on the end? New business. Public hearing for a corporation budget. 2011 annual corporation budget for all property tax supported funds. Dr. Killian and Mr. Slick.
Okay, so. We had advertised all the budgets as required, advertised in the papers August 26th and September 2nd. And so tonight is an opportunity for the public to give comment or questions on the budget, including the bus replacement plan and the capital project plan. And just a quick, not going to get in a lot of detail, but just a quick summary for you. We included in your board packet the copies of the advertisements that were in the newspaper. And the total budgets that we'd advertised for 2011 is $24,948,223. And that's about 8.3% increase over what we advertised in 2010. Now, again, keep in mind, when we advertise, that's not final. That's not a certified budget. That's an advertised budget using some unknown factors such as AV, enrollment. So as we put it together, we advertise high so we can capture the dollars that we feel, the tax dollars that are deserving, and, you know, try not to miss it with a low advertisement. So we expect that total certified budgets would be less, but that's the advertised amount. And so that's just to comment on those overall budgets. We expect the tax rate, final tax rate would range in $1.25, $1.29 per hundred assessed value range compared to this year. Our tax rate was 0.8894. And again, you know, could change with unknown factors of what we've advertised. And basically, the reason for your increase in the rate is, again, the referendum rate. You know, we've advertised, included a referendum budget. And also, as you recall, we had in our debt service, there was a new bond payment coming on in 2011, and that equates to almost 3 cents on the tax rate for that bond payment. So that's kind of an overall view of our funds. Our bus replacement plan that we've advertised is $312,000. As far as the budget amount, it includes our city bus, our glass bus, which are special ed cooperative costs, along with payment on a bus loan we had a couple years ago to purchase four buses. And it is a 12-year plan, and as we project out, we don't really plan to replace any buses on our own this in 2011, but we do have budgeted, I think, one bus in 2012, and you can see the schedule on down there where we'd replace other buses. Now, the critical year is 2011. I mean, we can adjust every year, but we've got to advertise a 12-year plan with the idea that your buses are going to last 12 years. You can keep them longer than that, or you can shorten it up if you get a bus that has more wear and tear and you need to replace it. Then our CPF plan, it's a three-year plan. Our 2011 advertised budget is $3.2 million, and the two following years, $3.3 million and $3.4 million. Again, the critical years, the 2011 budget amount that we've advertised, we can adjust 12 and 13 years, and we'll be doing that when we do the 2012 budget. And again, that plan is, I worked with Larry on maintenance costs, building improvements, carpet replacement, painting. We budget those for those types of items, along with our technology department, the costs for the technology department, computer replacement, tech repair wages, and so on, come out of that budget. So that's the summary, and so now we need to open up if there's any public that want to make any comment on our budget or if you have questions.
I guess we'll have to take a motion to approve the capital projects fund plan, the school bus plan, and expenditure goals.
So moved.
Approved by Mrs. Sauter.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion.
The only question I had is the school bus replacement looks like it jumps quite a bit. I know it's our advertised versus what we're actually going to be approved for. I guess here again, we have to advertise high. We know we're not right. Going to get that, so that's the whole. I just wondered if there were any mechanics behind the number. I mean, are we thinking, hey, we got to replace X number? You know, what kind of assumptions support those advertised budgets?
No, you're looking at which years?
Well, you're looking at your budget estimates, $312,500.
Right.
Maximum estimated funds, $317,745, and then our current levy is $187. So that's quite a bit more.
Right. Well, part of it was there's a couple things. When you advertised bus replacement before, of course, that was lower. You had to neutralize it to offset the pension bond. So there's a factor built in there that the pension bond's paid off. The higher number, I mean, I pretty much projected out what our costs are, you know, as far as with paying off those loans, 140 and 115, you know, to city bus and the special ed contract. So, I mean, we're pretty realistic on our costs. I guess your question is, why is it higher than last year? And I guess I don't have a good answer off the top of my head. When I, looking at last year's plan, I'd have to go back and research that.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as what we advertised last year, how does that correlate?
We advertised bus replacement advertised in 2010 was $311, so
okay.
Really we're only $1,000 more, so really, really are in line with what was.
Okay. Well, that gives me a frame of reference.
Yeah.
But we are purchasing a new bus in 2011, that 140.
Well, the 140, that's actually, we had a help lease to buy four buses, and that's the annual payments of those things all together to pay those back, is what that is. So it's really not any new bus purchases, it's paying back those loans.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah, and that rate will be, or that levy will be cut back when you get certified. And I had a parent call me the other day and ask why we're advertising an 8.3% increase. I tried to explain to them, as we've tried to explain many times, that your advertising rate is much higher mm-hmm. than what your certified rate is going to be, because all of these are going to get cut.
Yeah.
And I would think that the majority of the funds, with the exception of debt service, were going to be probably flatline.
Yeah.
We're going to probably be about the same spending levels or levy levels, yeah. with the exception of debt service. This coming year, as we are this past year.
How's advertised compared to advertised for last year?
The advertised is a little bit higher, and the reason it's a little bit higher is because, one, we have the referendum rate in there. We did have a GOB coming online for the debt service. The other advertisement rates are about equivalent to what we did last year, with the exception, I think, of general fund, because general fund, and now we got 100% turnover to the state, and I think we advertised a little bit in general fund last mm-hmm. year, if
right. I remember. Well, I think right. there was maybe an appeal. That's why we advertised to pick up some tax appeal. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, we're higher, but like Rocky said, you know, it's because of the, you know, you're looking at the referendum, you know, several million dollars, that's going to increase your levy and your advertising budget. I mean, it's just new money. I mean, so you got to advertise higher, mm-hmm. yeah, along with that debt service additional payment in 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're not sure how the circuit breakers are going to play out, and also you're not sure how much revenue you'll actually get in from local taxes.
Right.
Depends on the collection. And so even though we advertise high and the DLGF comes in and certifies at a much lower rate, we still may not get 100% of the money, because you may not get all property taxes paid.
I don't think we've ever gotten 100% of the money.
Not maybe, but
yep.
It'd be amazing if you did.
Yeah. So you talk about trying to take a shot in the dark, where mm-hmm. you don't know what your revenue is really going to be until everything's all said and done.
Any additional discussion? All in favor of the motion to accept the capital fund plan, capital projects fund plan, school bus plan, and expenditure goals. Those two goals. Two, one, six, excuse me. All in favor, please by say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries.
I'd like to thank Ross and his
yes.
team for all the work that
yeah.
they put into this. He jumped right into the middle of it, and I think he's done a great job of capturing the information, and he's spent a lot of time here, more than is required, so I appreciate his work and dedication.
Thank you. Thank you. And keep in mind, we mm-hmm. have now October 6th is when we adopt. Tonight you approve the plans, CPF and bus replacement. And then October 6th, you'll actually approve the other general fund, for all the other budgets would be approved at that meeting.
Thank you. Acceptance form approval from the National School Board Association about the plan.
At your place, I made a copy of the letter indicating that we had been, we're being asked to present at the National School Board Conference in April. Regarding our proven strategies to gain community support with regards to passing a general fund referendum. And the conference is April 9th through the 11th. And on the back is the form, if you approve, that Alan and I need to sign and get submitted by September 24th. So I'm very happy that our presentation has been selected. Mm-hmm. And what we would need to know by Friday, if you can tell us by Friday, is if you will be attending. And we will be able to use, we have a contract with Coca-Cola, and we'll be able to use the funding from that contract to take care of any expenses. This would not come out of general fund. And so this is a good way to use that that contracted money from Coca-Cola. And so I'm asking your approval to accept the form and to allow us to submit that so that we can finalize this with the National School Boards Association.
Move approval.
Moved by?
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Ross, second by Mrs. Spring.
And congratulations. That will be the second national presentation we've given, so that's not bad.
Any additional discussion?
The Coke money will be used to pay for what?
For our expenses.
What specifically?
Airline, hotel, conference fees.
For how many people?
Well, we have a contract of over $50,000, so we're not going to spend $50,000. you know, whatever, how many people attend, and ever how much it costs us to fly, and ever how much it costs us for the hotel.
How many of us, or I should say, how many of, not me, because I know I'm not doing this, are in the presentation, just the two of
you? Well, no, all I know is I'm planning on going.
We're allowed, when I did this, I put the board officers as the presenters, and that was you, Diane, and Alan, because I had to put names
that
in.
That was like last year, yeah.
What I was thinking is that they're asking us to be prepared to present three times. And we may only present once, but we may present three times. And what we can do is rotate. You know, I can create the presentation with your input, and then we all can rotate within that if we present more than once. But they say that would be three board members and the superintendent that would be the actual presenters.
It's a 75-minute long session.
Yep. It is. Yeah. And they're asking that we be prepared to do it three times.
You can Skype you in if you want.
That's a good idea.
I think the rationale behind getting we're also just trying to get reservations done as soon as possible to be able to get we can't find
housing.
We can look housing.
Yeah, we check the houses until we.
Yeah, we don't want to be 10 miles away from the counter.
And I think. And per your email, that there were a couple of alternatives. If you can't do the two, which we understand, Thursday to Tuesday, then Friday to Monday would be a possibility also.
And we can get some very cheap rates right now. Very cheap rates on a variety of things. So if you're interested, you need to let us know by Friday, because we're going to have Helen. We're going to have to make those reservations.
Any other additional discussion? All in favor of accepting the acceptance form approval, National School Boards Association, please say aye.
Aye.
Those who are none, motion carries. Information to the board. I don't know if it's just a couple things that if you need to. September 26th would be a 1 o'clock our retreat. Intent is really to be 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I know some have some commitments later in the afternoon. We have an agenda item that I emailed, or suggested agenda items that I emailed out. Certainly, if there's any additional discussion or anything else that you'd want us to discuss during that retreat on the 26th, please let me know. Also, per the schedule, and I guess we can hit that a little bit later, about October 6th and October 27th, so we'll talk about that a little bit later. Anything else from your end there, Rocky? Personnel report.
We have a revised personnel report, and we're recommending your approval of the names listed on the personnel report.
Motion to approve the
move approval of the revised personnel report.
Mrs. Rouse.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion. All in favor of the personnel report, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Board superintendent reports. Just go around the room if anybody has anything from anything.
Just one highlight from the city council meeting last week. The city council took the first step in passing a resolution to ban. Not heard of it. It's called Spice. It's sold as a potpourri, but students have been known to smoke it with very adverse effects, and it doesn't get picked up on a drug test. So they took the first step, and they will be in next month's meeting taking their second vote on that. So,
like banning sales, you mean?
Banning sales. And so far, the stores in West Lafayette have voluntarily pulled it off their shelves. It's still being sold in Lafayette, but their city council has taken pretty aggressive measures, too, to ban it. So mm-hmm. Just give you that update.
Okay. Anybody else? Anything else?
That's
Kathy, anything from your end? Brian, any meetings?
I attended my first West Lafayette School Foundation board meeting. Actually, being my first meeting, I'm more listening than any suggestions, but I guess one takeaway, the group is really working on this basics, continuing to work on the basic structure of the foundation. And that's what I walked away from that meeting there. There's still a lot of planning and a good group of officers on the board. Again, they're going through the beginning, what I consider the beginning stages of, how long does the president serve? How long does the vice president serve? Those types of topics were discussed at that meeting. But overall, I was happy to attend, and it was a very good learning experience for me to be part of that board.
Great. Mr. Marley, anything from you?
No, sir.
Mrs. Sauter?
Yeah.
This spring, I think.
Part on the Wabash is this Sunday, 10 to 4 down at Tapawingo Park, which is
awesome.
Sponsored by Kitchen Art in the city of West Lafayette. So you're welcome to take one of those.
You had information about Liz's.
We're coming to that.
Oh,
okay. Well, I don't. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's
okay. For me, board teacher discussion, that was a first experience with that for me as well. I think a couple things that came out, some candid discussion about we had about the tuition and the way that was handled. Rocky, I thought, did a good job of explaining we had a letter that went out inadvertently or prematurely, I guess would be the right term. But I thought that not both sides, but everyone in the room really understood where that was coming from at the end of the day. I'm trying to think of what else from memory of the other highlights of the meeting. That was talked about a good deal of the time. Rocky, anything else from your perspective?
We reviewed the first staff day.
Yes.
And everyone seemed very appreciative of the shorter meeting so that they could get out to the building, talk about the teacher retirement recognition, and received a lot of compliments about the legislators being there.
Yeah.
and how that was presented to them. And so that was received well. And we're talking about a couple of the projects, keeping them up to date, what's going on in Happy Hollows, some of the talk we're having about the junior-senior high school thoughts that we'll be talking more in the retreat and upcoming facilities discussions. And I think everything's going well.
Yeah, our next meeting is October 20th, I want to say.
21st.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all I have. Communication from the audience, and then I'll let Karen and Dottie get something to say as well. Mary Liz, anything else? Karen, you can go ahead.
Well, all I know is arrangements are pending. It's on sale right now. And more of I just wanted to say something about Liz.
Liz is a former school board member.
Yes,
for 8 years.
She served from 19.
Oh, Liz Madden.
Liz Madden. Yeah. She passed away on Tuesday night. She served on the West Lafayette School Board from 1996 to 2004. And I got to know her in 1996 when we were both newly elected at the same time. Liz was a dedicated servant to the West Lafayette Community School Corporation. She started volunteering at Cumberland Elementary School when her four children started school there. She volunteered in the classroom, volunteered on many parent council activities, chair of many events. And in 1996, she was elected to the school board for the what was to become two terms. She served a total of 8 years. I found her to be a very conscientious, well-informed, well-respected board member. She served in all three officer positions and willingly served on numerous committees. She brought a calm, well-reasoned, thoughtful, polite demeanor to the school board. She was always able to focus on the big picture, long-range implications with her decision-making abilities. During her last year on this board in 2003-2004, she was instrumental in resurrecting the corporation-wide community council. Liz Mattingly was an outstanding board member, parent advocate, and community advocate for the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, and I am proud to have served with her.
Nicely said, well said.
Yeah, she was a mentor. I got to work with her for the first 2 years of my board service and was a great mentor and advocate and just a very giving human being. And my prayers go out to her husband and her four children who were able to spend the last 6 months of her life with her. So I'm just grateful that her family was around her.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your statements. Anybody else? Future meetings, we talked about Wednesday, October 6th, 6:30, a regular board meeting, and budget adoption.
We may have an executive session after that, so Mr. Wittenauer can give you an update of the data he's collected.
Okay.
And I'll know more in a week or so.
Biggest change in the October schedule is moving October 20th to October 27th. Michael Adamson will be available for a board review session, an executive session on Wednesday, October 27th. And that seemed to work with everyone's schedule, so hopefully it does. There are also anything else we ran that in terms of the trails or the meeting with ISBA. Have you heard from anybody? Chamber dinner. That's all set as well. September 30th for those that signed up for that. I believe it's September 30th. Mm-hmm. I know we have a table or have some folks that are going as well. Any additional information that I missed? Or needs to be attended to. Take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Rouse.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Strada. I don't think we're going to discuss this one. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.